Thousands of northern Utah residents are still without power after high winds damaged the electrical system in Weber and Davis counties over the weekend. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
As of Monday, about 3,300 Rocky Mountain Power customers were without electricity. Margaret Oler is a spokesperson for Rocky Mountain Power. She says the high winds and weather conditions hampered efforts to repair the damage, but crews continued working through Monday. A lot of the damage was caused by downed trees and limbs getting caught in power lines. Oler says that makes for hazardous conditions because it's difficult to tell if a power line is live.
Rest assured that we're working on all of this and we will get to everyone, but stay away from downed power lines or anything caught in the power lines.
Oler says Rocky Mountain Power is working to get everyone's power back on by Monday night. Eric Schoening, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Salt Lake City, says the strongest wind gusts recorded were 91 miles per hour in Farmington. Schoening says the winds are already dying down and will be considerably calmer by Tuesday. Whitney Evans, KUER News.